Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear! We be Pappies, and I be Tom.
Oh, and I be Ben.
And I am Matthew.
Bucking the trend.
I be Profen.
He's got one foot in the 21st century and one eye on the prize. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pappy's Flatshare. This episode is a house meeting where the three of us are in the same room, in front of the same microphones, having it out.
having it out. Yeah. So we're in the same room. I don't know if that's a crucial detail, because I don't know of a podcast where we don't record them in the same room.
Oh, but bonus ep.
But here's the twist. Listener, that room is your ear canal.
Tom, you've got to stop screaming. Tom, absolutely in your ear canal there, making it known.
I'm the only one not wearing headphones.
Yes, you really are.
And crucially,
neither is the listener now after that. They chucked him across the room. So yes, welcome to the house meeting. Hope you've been enjoying them so far. If you have, please show your support by donating on Patreon. You can support us on patreon.com/pappysflatshare. And even if you're just giving us $2 a month, you get your name read out at the end of the episode. So stay tuned at the end to hear that.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to just chuck us a one-off donation, you can go to shityearmoney.com and do it there.
Yes, keep on supporting us so we can keep on chucking these weekly podcasts into your ear canal. So we're enjoying it. We hope you are.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it.
We love it.
Great. And I'll tell you what a time to be in your ear canal, because coming up is a sensational episode.
Oh, it's a sensory episode.
It's strong and interesting stuff.
It's strong and interesting and hopefully funny stuff.
Yes, we're in your ears. We're in your week. Enjoy the ep.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Delicious. Is that a coffee?
Tea.
I thought it looked too pale to be a coffee.
And also, I wouldn't make that noise if I was drinking coffee. Does that make sense?
No.
It sort of does. Tea's a slurper.
Yeah, there you go. I'd slurp a tea, and I happily slurp a tea. I wouldn't slurp a coffee.
What do you do for a coffee?
Kind of like a dignified swig.
A dig swig?
The old dig swig
on the coffee?
I'm a big dig swigger.
The old dig swig on the Joe?
Yeah.
I can't.
You look incredulous here.
I can't abide a slurp. It's absolutely one of the worst sounds in the world.
Clarky, I'll ask you this question now, Clarky. How do you feel about a sort of slow, semi-orgasmic noise after drinking a refreshing drink?
Are we talking about like a...
Yours was a bit much.
I think I was also sitting down at the same time. I think I just finished a drink and I was lowering myself down onto a very comfy armchair.
That's fine. Quite nice, in fact.
All right, okay, what about this? I'm going to do one. Okay, ready?
Please don't. Well, way too long.
Clarky's now the noise police.
Yeah, apparently so.
I think
that is a perfect amount of time.
Not in a restaurant. In your own home.
Oh, yeah. In my own home or during a podcast. But never in a restaurant. Because also, in a restaurant, they're desperate to know you're loving the food. They're needy. They're coming over every 30 seconds. Is everything all right, sir? Oh, you're not going to know.
They're needy if it's a Pete's place, am I right?
Absolutely. They're needy the doughy.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff from Clarky.
Listener, dear, the eyebrows that followed that comment coming off Clarky, you could probably hear them. Ding. I bet you could hear them down the mic.
They were two eyebrows that very much said, next on Radio 4.
Really strong eyebrow follow-up there from
Clarky. Very strong eyebrow follow-up. And that's what you expect from Ben Clark.
From Noise Police, Ben Clark.
The Noise Police, they live inside of my head. Cheap Trick.
So, He's not a fan of a slurp.
No, doesn't like a slurp. Sorry, Bob. Very sensitive about food and drink noises.
Here's my theory.
Go on.
Clarkey is very sensitive to noises around food because he doesn't have a sense of smell.
Oh.
So it's that whole thing of if you lack one sense, you overcompensate with another.
That's true.
He can't smell his food.
That's interesting.
But he can hear his food and he can hear you eating your food.
Do you?
Or me eating my food. More importantly.
Yeah. Does that bother you, the noisy? Because Parry's going in for another tea.
Oh, well, I feel very self-conscious now.
This is fine. You shouldn't feel self-conscious on this half of the table. Clarkey, on the other hand, daggers is going to give you from his eyes. Daggers. But
he's going to give me an official caution from the old noise police.
I'm writing you a ticket.
The thing is, it's an audio podcast, right? So listener dear wants us to know we're enjoying our tea. You've got to go down the mic.
I guarantee you at least, well, I reckon a third.
He backed out of his guarantee there.
I guarantee you. Maybe a third of listeners are going to be like, ugh, if they hear someone slurping.
Let's find out. Listener dear, if you don't like a slurp, leave us a review in iTunes. One word, slurp. Or two words, no slurp.
Get in contact at Pappy's Tweet on Twitter and tell us how you feel about the slurping.
This slurp in particular?
Well, any slurp.
Oh.
That feels good. And a lovely ah at the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't mind the ahs. My niece does an ah, and it's adorable.
You like your niece's ass?
What?
You like your niece's ass?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You're saying she's got great ass.
You're saying she's got great ass.
No, please.
Wow, wait.
Clarkey.
Uncle Ben.
Come on, guys.
She's got lovely rice as well.
She's got great rice.
So Clarkey, now, does noisy eating bother you as much as noisy drinking?
Even more so.
Really?
Oh, it puts me into an absolute rage.
What about people who have that sort of, they've got their mouth full, but they're compensating by breathing through the nose? Ooh. Do you like that? You
know, how else are they going to breathe?
They're eating a hot sort of, so it's going to go,
oh,
like that kind of thing.
Oh.
How's that? Is that absolutely horrible?
But I mean, when you say you like that, why are you doing it?
He's honking into his,
making me feel all kinds of things.
No, this is all awful. This is very ASMR for some people.
Oh, I'd love to do an ASMR podcast.
Oh, by the way, don't scream directly into the microphone if you're talking about
that's
ASMR.
Part of my. It's like loud ASMR. Does anyone do that?
I'm not sure they do. There's a niche in the market.
You sort of sound like a sort of angry Yoda.
Okay, listener dear. Well, Angry Yoda's my ASMR name.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Find me at Angry Yoda. Loud I am. Sorry, I didn't know why that went to a regional accent. Anyway. Didn't know Yoda was from the subcontinent. So, a lot to unpack.
I like the way you just say regional accent. Like, we're not going to specify the region.
No.
But suffice to say, it's not a region I should be entering into accent-wise.
So, a lot to unpack in the last 15 seconds, listener dear. Let's go into it. For those of you that don't know what ASMR stands for, it stands for actual sound making recording.
That's right.
Now, I don't know that for a fact.
One thing you should know as well, Clarkey's niece has got a gorgeous ASMR.
Oh, check out the ASMR on that. So, you started it, Clarkey, with your
I did not.
So, ASMR is when people online talk into a microphone like...
No, what?
Is that right?
No, not quite. Basically, it'll often be very small, close talking. Often, you'll hear like the clicking of fingernails, maybe on
they're
on
in your ear canal, listener dear.
Oh my God.
Tom, if you are going to shout, please, because I'm also... But you're not wearing headphones. Clark and I are wearing headphones.
Ah, you...
And we're hearing it straight in our
ears. You bloody wimps. Take your earphones off. Podcast like nobody's listening.
I mean, the more you shout, the less people will listen.
Okay, sorry.
So listen. So basically...
So what do we know what it stands
for? So it's whispering and it's often...
Hang on, there's no W in ASMR. Can't stand for whispering.
Murmuring.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay,
so actual sound murmuring recording.
Actual sound murmuring recording.
Have a guess.
And often it'll be a very kind...
In your
stop, there's no
voice.
Right, okay, firstly, do you want to do ASMR?
What?
Why are you doing a monkey impression?
I don't know.
That's not what the M stands for.
Could do, we don't know.
No, we've
actual
already said...
sound monkey recording.
I'm a quiet monkey.
Yeah, quiet is key. And it's often somebody who is...
And there's no cue.
Oh.
Silent. An actual silent monkey.
An actual silent monkey recording.
Let's listen to that now.
Gorgeous.
Really good. Really good.
So the idea is, if you haven't heard of ASMR before,
know what it means.
We don't know what it means, but...
Do you know?
It'll often be somebody speaking very softly.
Audio.
Audio softly murmuring recording. That's what it is. Audio soft audio murmuring. Softly,
no, monkey.
Monkey recording. So it'll be someone murmuring away. Softly, again, that doesn't sound like a monkey.
Catchy monkey.
That sounds like a trapped owl.
Audio sensory. I'm going for now.
Ooh.
Sensory's in the mix.
Sensory. It could be.
Producer Emma's giving me a thumbs up. This is a great game. A thumbs up for sensory.
Is it aural sensory?
Aural?
Yeah.
Have you checked out Clarkie's niece's aural?
Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
We've all got a limit. So the idea is it's supposed to give you little... Tom, I say what, every time I speak, why are you just hooting into the microphone? I can't understand what you're doing. It's got nothing to do with ASMR, but you're just honking now, and it's upsetting to me. Do you want to just explain what you're doing?
I'm trying to give it like an ASMR bed.
You've never heard of ASMR.
You don't know what ASMR is. It's a bit like when you talk about podcasting. You've got no idea. You don't listen to podcasts. You don't understand ASMR.
Even when I'm recording, I don't listen. I'm earphones free.
That's a good point.
I'm unshackled.
He's certainly not listening to us.
So the idea is, because it's not really fair to talk about a subject for ages without explaining what it is.
It's true.
Okay. So basically, what it... it's very addictive.
I know,
when you start...
It really is.
It feels like you miss... Okay, it's not that either. Now, so the idea is the closeness and the intensity of the sound gives people a sort of tingling experience up their spine or up the back of their head. Mm. So it's got a kind of like... you get a physical reaction to this sound. So I've watched videos of people like eating pickles, crunching on pickles, or eating corn on the cob.
Have you ever got the...
I get the tingles, yeah.
I get the tingles
from it. And often it will be somebody explaining what they're going to do in very sort of minute detail, like explaining, okay, so I'm going to give you a really nice haircut today, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to blow dry your hair first, and then I'm going to wash it, and then I'm going to... I mean, you don't blow dry the hair first, but...
Parry hates this.
You don't like it?
When that was a haircut.
Oh, immediately you're out.
Two things that are going on.
He's getting flashbacks.
Hairdressing's very stressful, isn't it? I find going to the hairdresser a very stressful experience.
I do as well.
And if they're that close in your ear, like, I'm going to cut your hair.
It's a bit threatening.
Yes.
Sweeney Todd.
You're right. What you really need is somebody just to take the edge off by hooting.
the old chimp barber. The demon chimp barber. Sweeney Bob. No.
What?
Is the name of a monkey?
I was listening. Is Bob a famous monkey?
Could be, couldn't it?
Could be, sure.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
You get the tingle from ASMR.
I do get the tingle from ASMR. So I can tell you now that what you're doing is not ASMR.
Right. Okay, here's what we'll do then. You've got your headphones on.
Okay.
Clarkie and I are going to have an ASMR off. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to see if one of us can give you the tingle.
I'm going to shut my eyes.
Okay.
And see if one of you can give me the tingle.
And listener dears also, we're in their ear canal. So you're going to be able to let us know who is the best ASMR merchant.
Okay.
In a competition that I'm calling AS Mr. or Mrs. ASM Master. Okay.
Who is the ASM Master?
ASM Master Commander. Okay, we got there in the end.
You added an extra thing that didn't need to be there. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, for some reason,
by the way,
you added in
a tingle.
The title of a Russell Crowe movie, which weirdly gives me the tingles.
Okay,
not going to lie to you.
Listener dear, do you get the tingles when you hear
this jingle?
This jingle. ASM Master. Oh no, I've messed that up. Okay, so Clarkie's up. Clarkie's going first.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay. What we're going to do next is a podcast. We're going to sit around the table. We're going to turn on the mics. Two of us are going to put on some headphones.
That's not all we're going to turn on, am I right?
Oh, you see, okay. you couldn't help but butt in.
You can't interrupt.
I had him on the ropes there.
You know what?
The tingles were beginning.
I'm not going to lie to you. I reckon that was a 4 out of 10 tingle.
Oh!
But you know what? Okay. And it was just as I was getting the tingle starting, Parry came in and intercepted. So, Parry, please.
Okay, so
Tom,
get Bob out of here.
Tom, Bob, control yourself.
Is Bob the kind of monkey that lives in your mind that just sabotages you?
Yeah, when they talk about the chimpanzee brain, that's mine.
Is Bob one of the PG Tips chimps? Is that why he's always drinking your tea?
Bob can slurp. Boy, can Bob slurp?
Dear, please. No.
Oh, it's getting worse the lower it gets down in the mug. So I tell you what, I was at a 4 out of 10 there, but it was interrupted. Do you want to? We'll see if you can start.
He's going back in.
I've got a bit of residual, so I'm going to shut my eyes again.
Okay.
See if we can get back up. See if you can go higher than a 4.
And listener dear, if you're wherever you listen to this,
okay, Tom, you are still talking.
Close your eyes, relax.
Here we go.
And so you've two of you have put your headphones on. The third one is refusing to. Any second now, he's going to do some shouting. So now, sit back and relax as the three of us, Tom, Matthew, Ben, a.k.a. Pappies, do a podcast.
It's a bit boring, isn't it, this ASMR?
I tell you what, you know what it was like? Occasionally, it was actually hitting the ASMR button, and I was getting... I'm not going to say it was probably didn't go higher than a 4.5, maybe.
Okay, I'll take that.
But then occasionally, it just sounded like I was listening to the snooker.
Yes.
So I think that's the problem.
That's true. That's
you've got to make it a little bit... I think you've got to make it a little bit more lively. Now, I also I was also slightly distracted by the fact that I could hear Parry. I had my eyes shut, but I could hear Parry kind of low-level giggling to himself all the way through.
Shuffling away. Ants in his pants. Imagine in his brain.
Imagine if we crack this. Imagine if we crack the ASMR market and suddenly we're released from the shackles of sketch comedy and go full on into the ASMR market.
Is that what you've been waiting for all this time?
Yes. Okay. My turn.
You didn't even know what it was a second ago. I think you're just desperate to get out of comedy. Okay,
what turn. I like about Parry is he hears about a thing and then immediately seems to be brilliant at it and then thinks he's going to become a millionaire at it as well. So
also, all the time, not knowing what that thing is.
No idea. No clue.
Okay. Ready for my rant? So
I'm ready, of course.
Try and beat 4.5.
Okay. I'm going to stop you there, mate. I'm going to stop
what?
You.
What?
The wet mouth thing is not doing it for me.
I'm just drying.
What are you drying? Okay. Get that towel out of your mouth.
Okay. Here we go. So, I've just walked up the stairs.
Oh, no. Stop.
Hang on. No, you've got to give me a chance here.
Okay. What? I've just walked up the stairs.
This is like a start of a horror film or something.
It's not okay. Some fat old man who can't get up a flight of stairs without his mouth going dry.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the premise.
I'm parched.
Stick with the premise. Okay, here we go. Listen to dear. Close your eyes.
Okay. Let me shut my eyes. Let me get into it. And Clarkie, try and hold it together, man.
Okay,
because
okay.
I was going to say he didn't interrupt you, but that's not true. He interrupted you loads, but try and hold it together.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to make me feel comforted. Starting with, oh, no.
Oh, no. I've just walked up the stairs. it's really taken it out of me. Oh, no. I've forgotten what I came upstairs for. I'm going to have to take a big walk back.
Okay. I think we've got a couple of things going on. Firstly, the paucity of your imagination is... once again reared its ugly head.
Holy
all you can
shit,
imagine
Tom.
Is a man who's gone up some stairs, forgotten what he's gone up the stairs for, and come back down the stairs. Secondly, why were you doing it with a sense of low-level panic? I told you it's about cutting your hair or fitting you with a nice suit or something.
It's supposed to be soothing.
It's supposed to be soothing, not someone who's panicked themselves because they've probably got dementia.
Look, this man, no, it's low. He's going. He's not a big set of stairs.
I don't care. Harry, I don't care about the fucking stairs, all right? I was not...
I should have got that stair lift installed. Oh, God. Oh,
I really felt immersed in that then.
You're immersed in sweat.
Tingles?
I mean...
Tingleometer.
The tingleometer for that, I'm afraid, was a big fat zero.
Oh, what? Listener, dear.
The panic-ometer is going off the chart.
Listener, dear, if you felt a tingle there, feel free to share.
You know? If you feel a tingle there... Feel free to share.
Okay. Well, before we move on, should we have a guess at what we think ASMR stands for each, and then whoever comes closest wins. They get to
go up a flight of stairs with you, don't they? I tell you what, whoever gets the closest has to go up on a flight of stairs on the back of whoever got the furthest away. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna write this into my phone now. Okay. No, Tom.
I'm still trying to
do the bed.
I still think I get a stand a chance. oh no.
No, stop.
I always start with oh no.
I think there's a lot going on in that hornet's nest of a brain of yours, that's why.
Bubble wrap. Oh no, it's bubble wrap. I'm going to have to unpack all this bubble wrap again.
You could.
It wrong.
Bubble wrap is fine, but why are you panicked about it? Relax yourself.
Okay, sorry.
I think you actually need ASMR more than I do. Just relax your shoulders and don't start everything with oh no.
Okay.
All right? That's a red flag term now, okay. From now on, okay?
Okay. This is nice.
Good.
I've put the monkey back in the cage. And now.
All right. The word cage. The idea of a caged monkey being in the proximity. I told you, having a haircut, fitting a suit, eating a pickle. Simple things.
Oh, fitting a suit. I have a rampant sweat when someone's trying to fit me into a suit.
What? What is this scenario? Trying to fit you into a suit?
Yeah. Trying to fit me into a suit.
You've got to stop going to Gap Kids.
Get me in there. Excuse me, mate. Can you zip this up, please? I just want to buy a suit and get out of the shop. But as soon as they get around you wanting to get inside, you know, your inside leg.
Oh. I've never been measured.
Oh, stressful.
Really? I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I think whenever the attention is like... unwanted attention comes my way, then I really panic. So like hairdressers.
It's very strange for you, Tom, because it feels like you're constantly after attention.
But only the right kind of attention.
You want to control the attention you get rather than get... It's a bit like having your hair cut. It's something that sort of nature has forced you into doing. The circumstances have forced you into doing this. It's like getting a fitted suit is usually because you've got a wedding coming up or some sort of event that you have to wear a suit for. It's not that you think, oh, I'll just treat myself to a really nice suit today.
So I guess some people do that, but
that's
not,
true.
Not us.
Not us, no.
Not yet.
Not yet. When that patron...
Get on Patreon. Oh, that's our commitment to you, listener dear. When we pass a certain amount on Patreon...
We'll buy ourselves suits.
We'll get suits fitted.
What kind of an insane Lord Snooty idea is that?
Hear me out. We're going to podcast in suits and see if you hear the difference. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, man.
Is it, Tom, though?
Yeah. So, next podcast, next house meeting, one of us will be wearing a full suit, but we're not going to tell you who it is.
Oh, dear.
And then listener dears could guess who's done it and see if, just by wearing a suit, we've upped our game.
Okay, sure, fine.
Dress for the person you want to be.
Yeah,
for the person you are.
Dress for the job you want, not for the job you are. Rather than dress for the person.
So, do you reckon if we had turned up all suited and booted, podcasting wise, we'd be right there? Oi, come on!
Is that your idea of being a good podcaster?
Oi, come on!
Oi, come on! Where's he from? Sort of like
the Bronx.
Yeah, sort of the Bronx by way of Catford.
Oi, come on!
Come on!
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting!
Okay, what do you have for your ASMR?
Okay. I'm going to... Oh, have you got yours?
No.
I don't want you... Oh. Not playing?
ASMR.
ASMR.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy at all, but we're going to do it.
Okay. Oh, it's the M.
The M's tricky for me as well. I'm not happy with my M, but I'm going to throw it out there because I think we've got to move this game on.
Audio.
Yep.
Sensory. Mnemonic. Recording.
Okay. Why mnemonic?
I panicked.
Yeah. You'll see this with me in this. I've gone for aural.
Oh.
Aural, sensory, multifaceted response.
I've gone for audio.
Audio.
Suit fitting.
Fitting.
He's not taking it seriously.
Memory.
Relapse. He's not taking it seriously.
I don't think it's going to be Clarky.
He's not playing the game.
Well, I tell you what, Wolf, should we find out? Can we find out?
Ah, Meridian.
It's autonomous sensory meridian response.
Oof.
Two. I got two right. Parry. Oh, it's not you, actually. It's Clarky. Clarky, you're taking me up the stairs.
Yeah.
What's that?
He wasn't listening.
You weren't listening to the rules. Whoever got the closest gets on the back of whoever got the furthest away and they take them up the stairs, up a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll do that.
The phrase you're looking for is, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I've just been up a flight of stairs.
We'll do that in a little bit. So,
oh, I'm taking my shirt off. Sorry.
No, but if you take your shirt off, you've got to go, I'm going to take my shirt off.
I'm taking my shirt off now. Don't worry, there's a T-shirt on underneath.
That's the kind of stuff he likes.
Yeah, that was better.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
Listener dear, if you're enjoying the podcast that we're putting out, then please feel free to support us at patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. We can't afford to do this without your support. It would be great if you could get on board. And at each tier, you get loads of different extras and bonus stuff. Let's go through them, shall we?
Okay, so for $2 a month, you get the nod and the wink, which means you get a mention on the show, you get your beef as a priority, so we're going to solve your beef on Beef Brothers Cold Cut, and you also get access to pre-sale tickets for any of our live shows.
Yes, and for $5, you get the secret handshake, which is all of what Matthew just said, plus you get the jingle as a single, the Flat Slam monthly jingle, and you also get a load of extra bonus footage.
For $10, you get the solid dangle. I don't know if you get the solid dangle or you offer us the solid dangle. I don't know how that works.
Well, either way, a solid dangle is in play.
I mean, a solid dangle cannot be sniffed at. So you get
you
get all of that stuff. Plus, you get an exclusive post-match interview with our Slam Dunk guests. You get some badges and some stickers. And also, we're going to be recording a drunk episode quarterly. So you get access to the drunk episode. Flat Share pissed up.
We decided to do it quarterly to correspond with when we do our VAT receipts.
Okay, it's good, it's good.
There's also the Copper Bottoms winner. Now, this is huge. This is for $25 a month. Now, for this, you get an exclusive Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown T-shirt.
Whoa!
You get a birthday message, custom-made by us to you. And you also get all of the above that you get from all the other tiers.
Holy moly. Well, look, if you want to become a neighbour of the show and join us at Patreon, that would be much appreciated. Cheers, listener!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
House meeting.
Is having subtitles on a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
Would you get a tattoo?
Would I get a tattoo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think about it.
I might do.
How often do you think about it?
I've been through various stages of feeling that. I once had a dream as well that I had, like, just suddenly I had full.
Wow.
Full sleeves. Oh, my
tattoo.
God.
And were you happy?
I was very torn about it. It's like, I don't know if I like this or hate this.
Because I think Clarkie definitely could, you could definitely work a tattoo. I think you've got.
What if I were to have one, what do you think would work for me?
I could see wearing like a kind of classic, you know, like a heart with a dagger through it with a little bit of blood going down, you know, possibly two doves holding up a bit of kind of
cheese.
Sort of bit of cheese, yeah. Two doves holding up a bit of cheese.
Oh, I like that.
One of the classics.
Two doves holding up a bit of cheese. The chest.
I'm so pleased we've already done the ASMR competition because that definitely would have been the forfeit. You get a tattoo of two doves holding up a piece of cheese.
Listener dear, when the Patreon gets to...
We're not having that.
Two doves holding up a piece of cheese.
Mm. Producer Emma asks a good question. Would they be holding up with their wings or with their beaks?
Oh, yeah, doves don't hold things with their wings, surely.
They must hold things with their little claws, their little talons.
Either the talons or the beak. I think with the beak.
So what we're looking at is instead of the olive branch coming back from to the ark,
they're flying a bit of Gouda back.
They've tagged up. the doves left the ark.
Yeah,
but rather than finding an island, they found
the cheesemongers.
Amsterdam or somewhere like that.
Oh, okay.
And they've
famously hilly, isn't it? It's famously hilly. A lot of highland.
Oh my god! Two doves smoking a spliff. A dove smoking a spliff. Though that's a tattoo you could rock.
I could definitely see. I could definitely see Clarkey with a tattoo. And the dove's got his face, but it's
a lot of that. Yeah. Who you think
it's,
I am?
It's chomping on a bifter,
and it just
it's
says peace, man.
And it says, and it says hashtag blazing.
Hashtag always be blazing.
Because now to not have a tattoo is like,
well, it's
what you used to be having a tattoo.
It's the boldest statement around now, yeah. Isn't it?
Not having a tattoo is having a tattoo.
Sound like politicians.
Yeah, I think I actually think
it's a.
It's actually pretty rad. I sound like a trendy priest.
Yeah, I was going to say not like a politician. Sound like a preacher.
I actually think it's pretty rad
to not have a tattoo,
or to have one of Jesus.
We're holding some cheese.
Jesus
and smoking a bifter.
Jesus smoking a bifter. What's your tattoo of you? It's Jesus made out of cheese smoking a blunt.
I am in the tattoo parlour and I am going to put a tattoo on your arm.
No. Again, threatening. Yeah. There's something about you. There's something about you that's inherently threatening when you do these little...
Yeah, you're a sinister man.
The whisper. The whisper is sinister though, isn't it?
No.
It is on you.
I'm here, I'm going to kill you, yeah. Well, it was both the whisper and the content of the phrase.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So the reason you asked this, Tom, are you thinking of getting a tattoo?
I think I will.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a big landmark coming up in your life.
I thought you were going to say a big back. You've got a big back?
I tell you what, you've got a big surface area. Honestly, you could do it.
What
do
a landscape.
You could do an entire map. I think you could have the world map on your back. Shoulder blade to shoulder blade.
I think you have to earn the right to have the map on your back, don't you? Kind of like you have to have been there.
You can then say
nowhere.
Or you can say, yeah, I've got the world on my shoulders then.
Oh, nice.
You can say to people, oh, I'll tell you what, I've got the world on my shoulders. Pull up your T-shirt. You've literally got the world on your shoulders.
Or just the word chip.
Oh, chip on your shoulder. Nice.
That's good.
I think so.
I mean,
it's got negative connotations, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Got a bit of a chip on my shoulder.
I know someone who's got bees on their knees. So
really?
It could be the bee's knees.
The bee's knees? Mm.
Yes, who is that?
Sweeney.
That's right, it is Paul Sweeney.
He's
got quite a few kind of pun.
Hairdresser and tattoo artist. I wonder if he's got an ASMR in him.
Everyone's got an ASMR in them. That's what we found out today.
I can barely even say it. I've got one. Right, so you're thinking of getting a tattoo. Oh,
yeah, what would you get? Yeah, what
would
you get, Paz? Come on.
I've toyed with a few things. I've toyed with Glastonbury.
Glastonbury, with just the word Glastonbury or like a sort of map of Glastonbury.
The view of Glastonbury. The tour. And the pyramid stage.
Oh, wow.
On one shoulder.
Can I ask, with people or with no people?
that's a good question, actually.
Because people is an intricate tattoo.
That's going to be painful.
No people is a strange tattoo because it's an empty Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Because obviously Glastonbury...
You need all the flags. Which band's playing?
Who's on the pyramid stage?
Is it you?
Sadly, it's the Kooks.
Oh, no.
I know, I had no say in the lineup.
Oh, what an awful shame.
So you're going to have the Kooks playing Glastonbury.
It's because there'll be less of a crowd.
Oh, you're so naive.
It'll be less painful. The Kooks are on, and it's a thinned crowd. It's kind of like they're on at 5 o'clock on the Sunday. So, you know, it's a few stray
bottles of piss being thrown through the air.
It's a relief. I mean, it was going to be Lionel Richard, but it'd be too painful. Too big a crowd. He's too big a draw. Too big a face
as well. And if he's wheeled on that giant clay version of himself, which I know he does at some gigs.
Two faces.
Two enormous Lionel Richies. You don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be doing that.
No.
Well, I really, really wanted to get the same... this is bad. I wanted to get the same elephant tattoos of elephants like linking trunks round my forearm that one of the members of Green Day has.
Wow.
So when I was sort of 16 or 17, I was really into Green Day.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're still a hell of a band. We all know that. But if if they'd been around a little bit later, then I probably would have got myself the American Idiot grenade in the hand or whatever it is. You know,
and I think that's the important thing to remember when you're considering a tattoo. It's like you have to look back at the tattoos you would have had at key times in your life and be like, there, but by the grace of God, go I.
But then, say for example. That, no.
Well, when I was 15, I was an avid church goer, and I considered having the tattoo there, but by the grace of God, go I.
You were going to have the red innesses all across the base of your back as well, weren't you, at one point?
Always considered the red innesses all. I think
the problem there is the location, though. The base of the backs.
The thing about the base of his back is it's right close to Parry's arse, and that is incredibly ready.
Always open.
I didn't mean that. I mean, it's red, right, red in colour. Didn't mean always open.
Oh, the redness is all.
The redness is all, yeah, yeah.
The redness is ever present.
The redness is ever present.
On my buttocks.
On your buttocks. But what did you mean when you said your arse was always open? That's not what the sitcom Still Open All Hours is about. Is
that what Mikasa means?
Miasa-su-asa. And Batu's got a good assa. Clarky's niece.
Oh, no!
No.
Clarky's niece.
Please don't.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to Nuneaton?
House meeting.
I'm considering Glastonbury landscape and Edinburgh landscape.
Right.
Ooh. Two festivals, two defining festivals.
And then homes away from home. Sorry, Clark.
And then Volvo across your belly.
Yeah.
The Volvo skyline.
And then Wapping across your belly, surely. Because it's both where you live and what your belly looks
very
like.
Very nice.
Whopping across the belly. Which happens if whopping across the belly happens if you run in a nude.
I'd love it if you had a Green Day tattoo.
I would love it as well.
It would be so much fun.
It would be so fun that I would always have to wear long sleeves. I'd be like a heroin addict. I wouldn't be able ever to show my arms to people because of this shameful tattoo. Apart from at a Green Day gig when I would make all the young kids who are into Green Day really rethink their choices. That's right, guys. I was into them in 1993, before you were born. Wake me up before you go. Green Day's
famous hit.
Green Day's biggest hit. Did you ever contemplate getting a tattoo then, Clarky? Because if you've ummed and ahed about it,
I never really had. You know, the idea I was going to do. One of the things I was considering is, and this would be dependent on a couple of other people going in with me, would be doing like scout badges where if you achieve certain kind of life goals, you get a little tattoo of like a scout badge with it on. So, for example, running a marathon, you'd get your running badge tattooed on your arm. What do you think of that?
I mean, we're both stunned.
Yeah.
So what running a marathon, what are other achievements you could do?
Music badge if you release a single.
Wow.
If you release a single.
They'd have to be big achievements that you know, it can't just be, you know.
Like your dad badge if you became a dad.
Yeah.
Your big wedding life. Badge if you got married.
The only thing about getting a dad badge getting a scout badge for becoming a dad is that it feels quite an infantilizing thing to get scout badges in the first place, because it's something you give to sort of, you know, young people and teenagers. So if you sort of, it feels a little bit like you're sort of grasping for your youth that's slipping through your fingers now that you're a father.
Yeah, well,
do you not think dressing in the same way that
dad
you wouldn't,
badge is a bad one.
You wouldn't get, you know, if you became a dad and started wearing shorts and a woggle, I think that's doesn't feel like that's a smart move.
Okay, so you get a music badge if you've released a single.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are we looking at here?
It did sound a lot like you had an end to that sentence.
Well, I'm wondering like what kind of achievements
well,
are.
Well, there's the entertainer's well. Badge. Sorry, yes. Clarky.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. Go
the entertainer's badge. Can you do that for doing the Edinburgh Festival? Is that another way of sort of some?
Wouldn't you feel like an arse though? Being like, well, there's my clown badge because I'm, you know, I entertained some people once. There's my, you know, like, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
It a bit like,
it's a bit showing off, isn't it?
Well, you're appointing yourself these awards, right?
But that's why I said it'd have to be with a couple of friends. It would have to be they'd have to be like agreed upon goals.
So what about the cookery one? If you went on MasterChef,
yeah.
No, again, that still feels bad because you've got a tattoo saying that I've got a cookery badge and everyone else is going, well, we're just on MasterChef.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Like, I think like what we're getting at is like if you become an Olympian and you have the Olympic tattoo, which a lot of them do.
Yes.
If you run an Iron Man, you get to have the Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right. How far is
symbol.
An Iron Man?
Really too far. Like like enough to earn a tattoo.
Okay, fair enough.
But like that's the thing is like at what point, you know, I think you have to make sure they're definite things that's like, I've achieved that, there
yep,
it
yep,
is.
Yep.
As opposed to like, I've put a single out on Bandcamp. You know, like, because there'll be a, if you're in a group of friends, there's going to be a guy who's going to want to keep up with you and it'll be like, oh, I've put a single out. And
it's I've like, just dusted one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, that's the, you know, yeah. I think you need like a definite
yes,
thing
the
to
parameters
achieve.
Need to be set. Yeah, totally.
But I don't know what. Like, I can't think of enough good things to merit a tattoo.
You've
I can
just
always...
earned your cynic badge.
Yes, I've done it. I knew I had it in me.
Parry still struggling to get his ASMR badge.
Please put it onto my forehead.
Your forehead. Here's the thing.
Here's the problem.
Parry, something
ASMR.
About your ASMR character.
I panic.
You panic every time. Why would you want a tattoo on your forehead, for starters? I'm going to go ahead and say there are some nice forehead tattoos, but they're in the minority of forehead tattoos.
Are there any nice forehead tattoos?
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows, getting your eyebrows tattooed on? Lovely. Touch of class. Always on fleek.
Treat yourself.
Always on fleek. The other one is shaving your eyebrows off and writing two words like, fuck you. I've seen that on some mugshots. If you go and look at mugshots on the internet, often people have shaved their eyebrows off and written FU on it. Yeah. And I think, you know what? Good on you, mate, because you're living that life.
How often are you searching for mugshots online?
Well, just checking I've not been arrested. I am a very deep sleeper.
Here's another good idea. Well, I think it might be a good idea. It might get shot down.
No, but, Clarky, this is an open forum here.
You know the love hate on the knuckles?
Yeah.
If you were to do them, so love would be, it's difficult to describe this, but if you were to give a thumbs up with your left hand,
it says
the love would be the right way up. So you'd be going down your knuckles rather than across your knuckles.
Oh, I see.
And then you get hate on the other one upside down. So when you do a thumbs down, you've got hate across your knuckles that way.
I don't mind it. What does it look like, though, the rest of the time when you're not... It's fit for purpose, but it's fit for a very specific purpose that I don't know necessarily works. And also, you've got to remember which hand to do the... Because what
you
give
it? Don't get those
it looks like Jode.
It looks like Jode.
Yeah, it looks like Jode.
So people are going to constantly be asking you,
"Who's
Jode?"
Or they'll be going, "What's that?" And you go, "You give them the thumbs up,
and you say,
"Love." You've just got to be the kind of person who gives a lot of thumbs up and thumbs down.
Do you? Yeah. What if you want to give the double defos? It's a good point. Double defos. You can never do a double defos for the rest of your life.
True.
That's the thing about tattoos. They're very debilitating, you know. It's a bit like, you know, if you get a neck tattoo, you're probably never going to become a prime minister. You know, like it's you're boxing yourself out of life options.
I also think love is a bit strong for a thumbs up. Like, I like things that I give them thumbs up.
That's the Facebook thumbs up, isn't it?
I like them. Yeah. I mean, that's it. But so I feel like it is a... It's not a love gesture for me.
Well, what about...
Like, if you give someone a thumbs up, you're kind of like... It's kind of like, you're doing well or keep going. You can't have that on your knuckles. And it's like, it's all right.
It's how I declare my love for someone.
You just give them a thumbs up. So is that when you give... When,
love.
When I said I'm going to be 5 minutes late and you just sent me the thumbs up emoji?
There you go.
You're really telling me you love me?
Of course I am.
Clarky is famously a Roman emperor.
He's famously.
Yeah.
Benedictus Clark.
And also, it means you can't do your thumb up to thumbs down, like the signature kind of. Like
unless you've got
thumbs up, then thumbs down for that. I'm going to put my thumbs up in the air and then I'm bringing the same thumb going down.
Unless you've got love one way up on your knuckles and hate the other way up.
Oof.
Oh, that's too much. It's going to look
like a magic eye painting.
It's going to look like hieroglyphs. There's just too much going on.
It's very complicated beast, your tattoos.
Well, I'm a complicated guy.
I tell you what, better idea, forget the tattoos.
Yeah.
And just every time someone says something that you love, put your thumb up and say, I love that.
Yes. That is good. Yeah, I could do that.
It's something like a henna tattoo.
Exactly.
A gesture. Aren't gestures just henna tattoos?
Again, another sentence that you started, and we assume there's going to be more to it. But
that was more like a end of episode thought.
Oh, was that the end of the episode?
That was like a throwaway kind of Sex and the City. Aren't gestures just henna tattoos?
I mean, I've never actually watched a full episode of Sex and the City.
No, me neither.
No, you've never got to the end. But at the end of every episode, Sarah Jessica Parker looks straight down the barrel and says her catchphrase, which is, aren't gestures, just henna tattoos. And then it plays the theme tune. They say I might as well face the truth that I am just too long in the tooth.
And my old knees are starting to knock.
I just got too many. Anyway, well, so...
We don't know the lyrics to the rest of
it. We don't know the lyrics to the rest of it. There's actually, again, this is something I've looked up recently on the internet, is there's a version of the theme tune with a couple of different verses, and in the middle, Victor Meldrew is struggling to make a phone call halfway through it, which is really, it's very entertaining.
Oh, wow, hey.
No, it's me, Meldrew, I'm trying to make a phone call. Oh, it's great, it's really good.
It's really interesting what we've learned from this episode of the things that you look at online. Because we've got, you're into ASMR.
Love a bit of ASMR.
Listener, we didn't know that before we started recording.
I tell you what, I don't believe it.
He will be Googling mugshots. And if neither of those things are enough to wet his whistle, he will dip into classic 90s sitcom themes.
And can I tell you, when my whistle is fully wet, I love to go, ah.
House meeting.
Socks only useful for putting
your
feet in. House
meeting.
Oh, wow! Wait, what an ep!
What a strong ep! I enjoyed myself.
I had a great time too.
Oh, please stop that!
I'm going to get it one day.
I thought we finished all of that.
Creepy.
Well, if you enjoyed yourselves too, listener dear, then please leave us a review on iTunes for the love of God.
Yes, please do. 5 stars. That'd
yes,
be lovely.
Please, that'd be good.
And in the review, you could tell us what you think we should all get as tattoos.
Great. And we will abide by your rules.
Correct.
So whatever you tell us to do, we will do.
If you would like to come and see us live, come and see a live recording of Flatshare Slamdown, then you can see us at the Soho Theatre on May the 20th
yes.
of May. You can see us at the Udderbelly South Bank on June the 6th of June.
That's a big one.
That is going to be a big gig for us. So 6th of June, if you're a fan of the podcast, come on down. Let's sell those tickets. Let's make it the biggest live flat slam we've ever done.
It's the biggest live flat slam we've ever done. So please come along. And because also, otherwise it'd just be the biggest room we've ever done.
Yeah. And also, crucially, it is Ben's birthday.
Clarky's birthday. That's the main thing. If you want to come down, give Clarky the bumps or birthday beats or any of that kind of stuff, then birthday beats by Dre.
Oh, yes, please.
follow us on Twitter. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, nothing.
Follow us on Twitter. We are at Pappy's Tweet. And support the show on Patreon. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Yes, and if you stay tuned in a moment, there's going to be the Patreon roll call for all our neighbours.
The Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Yes.
But most importantly, today's episode was produced by the incredible Emma Corsham. Corsham team. And I've got something.
Corsham team. Every single time.
I really like doing it. And it was presented to you by Tom Parry, Matthew Crosby and Ben Clark.
Hello.
A.K.A. Pappies. Matthew lives in Penge. Ben lives in Sydenham, and Tom Parry is currently residing in Wapping. Anything else you need to know? Mind your own bloody business.
We've got a very large flat that we share.
Anyway, roll call coming up. Otherwise, it's time to say cheers, everyone. Bye!
So, saluting.
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 Here we go.
Please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
He's a load of fun. It's Andy Wallington.
Throwing his toys out of the pram, it's David Hoosham.
I would have hit the Hoosham. Give it away, give it away, give it away. It's JK.
She doesn't in any way smell. It's Lulu Popuel.
Oi, oi, lads on tour, B. It's Andrew Warby. Commit.
I'm going to commit to it. She never... No, no, look, I'm not going to commit to it. She's always ready to go, go, go. It's Joe.
She's tiny and small. It's little Sophie Hall.
Give him a ton of money. It's Ed Wilson. He's funny.
He got a doubler. She's a little bit... she gets... Well, fuck. Fuck me. I'm having a shocker today, guys. She gets me in a tizzy. It's Izzy.
He's a lot of fun. It's Chris Moten.
She likes big butts. It's Squirrels McNuts.
Oh dear. I've really.
Crosby's really hit a wall.
I've really.
It's when it goes, it
when
goes.
It, when it goes, it goes.
When you're in the rhythm. It's okay.
I hope she doesn't take this badly. It's Jen Adley.
Oh, lovely. Right. Okay. I'm really sorry about this next one because this surname, whoa, daddy. Dan Exenbutter.
Dan Exenbutter.
Oh, you absolutely did me, Dan.
Oh. Dan's absolutely dead. The heat's on Crosby now.
Oh, my goodness.
Dan Exenbutter.
He's an absolute nutter.
It's Dan Exenbutter.
They're a world record holder. It's Alex Calder.
I'm glad I've seen her. It's Lena.
He's got a wand. It's Jay Diamond.
It really, the bat has absolutely passed, doesn't it? Salute the big cheeso, Ellie Brizo.
Oh no, it's back again. He always gives his chips away. It's Matt Shipway. Matt Shipway. He always gives his chip away. A chip away. If it doesn't matter.
He always gives his melons away. It's Robin Wellens.
Away.
Away.
Who can afford Diane Telford? No one.
We'll be sad when she's gone. It's Steph Han.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.